Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We start our show off with a program that, you know, we say that the kickoff classics may not mean anything, but when you take a look at what programs are doing to try to get back to the top of the mountain, Miami Central's one of them. The other night they started off with a huge win against Atlantic High School. And let's not forget, Atlantic High School is the defending 8A state runner-up, so it's just not any team. But in convincing fashion, Maurice Underwood is the quarterback. He's a senior, somebody who we watched since his youth football days. He's matured. He's on his way to Marshall after this season, but he wants to lead him back, get him a state championship, and he joins us this morning. Maurice, thanks so much for taking the time, and thanks so much for what you've done over the last couple of years to improve yourself to make you one of these top quarterbacks.
Yes.
You take a look at the other night. What a great way to start off. Everybody's talking Carroll City. Everybody's talking defending state champion Northwestern. And somewhere along the line, Central's kind of got lost in the shuffle. Talk about this program and what it's like to kind of start and maybe, you know, send a little warning shot the way you guys the other night that you guys are in it to win it.
It's a great program. It's just that. The football team, the coaches have a chip on our shoulder because we haven't been in the state in 2 years.
You take a look at this team. Let's take a look at the offense. Probably as gifted an offense as they've had in a while from line, from quarterback, from receivers, and also running game. Talk about what it means to have a big line, an athletic line like you have in front. With one of the anchors and Maury Smith on his way to Boston College. Talk about that because I think that's important.
This year, our team is different breed. This year, we got a lot of people. We got Maurice Smith with the O-line. We got our two running backs, Gio. Flex and KJ. And our receivers, we just got to have the receivers. We got Jalen, Ant, Gio, Nigel, Ant.
And Jalen and Anthony Frederick both got here this year, and tremendous athletes. I don't think a lot of people really knew about them until maybe spring when they started playing. Talk about what they bring, you know, to your offense, because I know we talk about Flex Joseph and Owens as being guys who could really run the ball extremely well in an offensive line. To add balance and especially in your district where everybody has a great defense, you're going to need to mix things up. Talk about how valuable they're going to be in your offensive passing game.
Jalen and Ant, them two guys, they're underdogs. Them guys going to bring a lot to the table this year.
And you and I go back to your youth days. I watched you, you know, in the All-Star game. Like I told you when I saw you at Media Day, it seems like yesterday. But how much have you grown since then? Because you take a look. I mean, you were a kid. You first got to school. They threw you into the varsity at Champagnat Catholic. A lot of people don't know the history that you've had because you broke into high school as one of the guys that everybody was looking for, and now you're on a stage by yourself. Talk about how you've progressed and what you've done along the way, Maurice, to become a better player.
I grew mentally and physically. Every second in Central, I just got smarter and smarter and smarter as a quarterback and as a football player.
And being around coaches like this, I mean, these are high-level coaches who've been there, done that, have been part of state championships, have been in national championship mixes, have taken you guys as far away as Vegas to play games. Talk about how important that's been in your development, too, because, you know, I think people don't understand how important good coaching is at the high school level.
Well, most people think Central is all about talent, but everybody knows that we have great coaches. That play on any level of football.
And you take a look at Coach Roland Smith, who's been there, done that, as I say. I mean, here's a guy, a local guy, stayed local, you know, went to University of Miami. What's it like having somebody like that? I mean, because he's been somewhere where you're going to go towards. What's it like having somebody like that, you know, talk to you about what needs to be done? Because I know he's a lot like that. He'll explain the steps that you need to get to the next level. What's Coach Smith been like for you?
Corona stuff, he's a good example. Basically, he tell us like the stuff was gonna happen in college and on that level after that. So he basically just prepares for everything.
Maurice Underwood joining us, senior quarterback, Miami Central. This is an important year for a lot of reasons. I mean, you take a look at this district, and I know that a lot of people, Maurice, may get tired of hearing how good that district is. But if you have to line up and play a Carroll City or a Central or a Norland or a Northwestern every week, and I challenge a lot of these programs from around the state, you know, and around the country who, you know, they'll pick and choose a couple of schools. If those were the schools that you had to play in your district to get into the playoffs, I think people would look at high school football a whole lot differently down here. Talk about what that's like, because you know basically everybody from every school from playing off season, from playing youth football against them. What's it like competing against talent like that?
It gets you better and just prepare for the next level. Like every school thinks they could come play in the SEC, but everybody can't play in the SEC. It's a whole different breed.
Yeah, I was going to say, not to interrupt, but when you came over from Champagnat, was that speed of the game, was that the one thing that you had to really kind of catch up with? Because, I mean, even though you guys had some talent at Champagnat, the speed that you would play every week in those teams had to be amazing for you, but at the same time, give you something to learn from.
When I came from Champagnat, like, the intensity of speed was totally different.
Yeah.
Like with the crowd and everything else, everything is totally different between the two schools.
Well, now you come up, you're a big win to, you know, kickoff classic exhibition, kind of give you a chance to learn some things about your team. What did you learn about this team just from the other night?
This team here, a different breed. This team came to win this year, win it all this year.
And we have a big opener this Friday night. It's at the Dave Broward Challenge. You guys got Cardinal Gibbons. I know you guys have a lot of respect for them, watching them beat Southridge last year. Talk about that and what your approach is coming into the game.
This week, how we feeling all year, we ain't got respect for nobody because nobody never respected us. So this year we're giving all guys no great.
I hear you. Let's talk a little bit of Marshall. That's a program that has felt comfortable with you from the beginning. They came down during the spring. They liked what they saw. Talk about that decision and where you're at now.
I've been committed to Marshall since my 10th grade year. I have a great relationship with the head coach, Dr. Holiday. We talk almost every week, and I just can't wait to get us there.
And he knows, obviously, Maurice, he understands the culture of South Florida and knows if you excel down here, you're going to pretty much excel anywhere. I know that that must have been a nice thing to have the offensive coordinator come down from Marshall and stay your entire game. That's got to be flattering for you. Does that kind of like cement your decision? And when that happens, when they come down and just devote the entire four quarters to watching you?
That had pressed me because I didn't know he was coming to my game and watched me sit there and watch the whole game and watch every play what I did.
Yep.
so that showed me that they're really interested in me.
Good stuff. Well, Maurice, I appreciate you taking the time on this Saturday morning to join us. You know that we're in your corner. Best of luck to you. I know it's going to be a challenging year, but you know what? Central wouldn't want it any other way but to play one of the toughest schedules in the country. You guys do. I'm excited for you, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Good stuff. Maurice Underwood, Miami Central senior quarterback who was on his way to Marshall next year, but he's got some talent around him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.